Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
I'm Puma.
And on this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between. Guys, it is Good Friday today, and it is a Good Friday. Although sometimes I think that word good sometimes gets a little lost in the culture. I don't know about you, but in recent days, I was talking to a student, and we talked about our Good Friday service. And the student, you know, she kind of looked at me and like, Good Friday? You mean the day we get like off for school? Like, I mean, well, yes, I guess.
That might make it good for some people.
Right, yeah, right. Like, well, Good Friday is about Jesus, and the student had a friend there. They were talking about Good Friday. And yeah, that's when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And the student, you know, she's like, what? Wait, so Jesus died. That's not a Good Friday. That's a bad Friday. And in the dialogue, well, it's only good because of that death, Jesus actually rose again 3 days later. And I remember her statement. Because this is a non-churched teen, and she just looked at me and she goes, can you prove it? Like, really? This guy came back to life? Can you prove it? And that's a really good question. And truly, we've gone through the past few episodes going through the Bible, right? And why do we believe the Bible to be true? Is it really true? Is it trustworthy? But maybe kind of zooming in a little bit more to the Bible, this story, the story of Jesus and the resurrection, is everything. And Paul said, if the resurrection ever happened, we should be pitied more than any other people group. And so today, guys, we're going to dive into the resurrection. And to the teen's point, to her credit, can you prove it? I mean, because that's a cool story. What makes Good Friday good if he never rose again? So that's where we're going today.
All right. Well, let's go there.
Let's dive in. All right, Puma. So there's a lot here. There's a lot, you know, to this question. Can we, as people, as Christians, can we believe in the resurrection? I mean, is there evidence for it? What do people think? I know this is such a big deal because truly, if Jesus died but stayed dead, then sin was never conquered. We're dead in our sin still. So the resurrection.
Yeah, when we talk about worldviews, the biblical worldview, and you know, our worldview tells us, you know, where we came from, what's wrong, and you know how to fix it, and the center of that we talked about was Jesus. Hmm. That a biblical worldview is Jesus, and the linchpin in the person of Jesus centers around his death and resurrection, or you know, this season that we, you know, celebrate Easter. So that's, yeah, so the resurrection is, I mean, everything. If the resurrection is not true, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then Paul said that you and I are being foolish right now. We're wasting our day, right, having this podcast.
Yeah, why talk about Jesus and life and everything between if this Jesus, well, died, if God's son could be killed?
Yeah, if he died on a cross, just like, you know, hundreds of thousands of other people did back in the day,
right?
And just dead, then it's, you know, Christianity really is a meaningless dead religion. It is just a meaningless pursuit,
right?
But if the resurrection is true, if Jesus really did rise from the dead, then that literally changes everything. I want to read some verses from Romans.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so Romans, as we kind of set this up, Paul says in Romans chapter 1, the very beginning of his letter to the church in Rome, he says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, the resurrection demonstrates the power of God and the proof of God and the stamp of approval that everything that Jesus said, everything that he did, and everything that he is and was all true. And that has life-altering implications for you, for me, for everyone listening. Yeah. What we do with Jesus matters. It changes everything. We had made the statement in previous podcasts that ideas have consequences.
Yeah.
And that the greatest consequences are the ones that are eternal, that last forever.
True.
The idea about the resurrection and the idea of who you believe Jesus to be and whether or not he rose from the dead has not just temporal consequences or consequences in this life, but it has consequences for all eternity. And so this question, this topic today, I mean, this is a eternal life or death topic.
Yeah.
What we do with the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. And everyone listening believes something about Jesus and the resurrection. Even if you've never heard of it before, you have a belief that it's of no consequence or it's not important.
Right.
But if it is, it changes everything. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think it's interesting too that this topic, like, is the resurrection real? This has been debated for centuries. This is not a new topic. People have tried to disprove this for literally hundreds, thousands of years, even in Jesus' day, back when he, you know, if he did in fact rise and go back to heaven.
All right, so Tori, the reason why the resurrection has been debated for 2,000 years is because everybody agrees, from the atheist to the most religious theologian, everyone agrees on these facts, right? So, I mean, we can't, these are just kind of historical facts.
Right, they just are.
Yeah. One, that the tomb was empty. On resurrection morning, on the third day, women went to the tomb. The Bible tells us this, and we can read those verses maybe in a little bit, that they went to the tomb and found the tomb empty. The tomb was empty. The tomb that they buried Jesus in was empty. So the question isn't, was the tomb empty? The question is, why is it empty? So the question, was Jesus resurrected from the dead, or did something else happen to his body? See, that's the first question. Yeah. The second truth or fact is that many of Jesus's disciples, who, when Jesus was crucified, were scared, ran away. Many of the disciples claimed to have seen Jesus' body alive after his death, burial, that he was resurrected, that he came back to life.
So there are many eyewitnesses.
There are many people that claimed to have seen him. Even like his brother, James, his younger half-brother, James.
His own family.
Yeah. James was a skeptic. Honestly, if you grew up with Jesus, would you believe that your brother's the son of God?
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense he'd be a skeptic. But even James claims to have seen his brother Jesus alive after he was dead. Paul, who was a religious, you know, zealous for the Old Testament law. A
fanatic.
Which means he hated these Christians,
right,
which included Jesus, because the Christians claim that Jesus rose from the dead.
Right.
Paul hated them, and yet Paul claims to have seen the risen Jesus after, you know, his death, and so Paul converted. So no one argues that the tomb was empty. No one argues that people were convinced that they saw something.
Sure.
And then the third one is that the result of, you know, the claims of the resurrection, that this, we call it Christianity, has not only began at that time, but has spread throughout the whole world for 2,000 years.
Yeah, this one religion, Christianity, has now shaped and changed the entire nation, the whole world, from literally 2,000 years ago to this very day.
Yeah, so as some have said, the greatest conspiracy ever would be, let's come up with a lie, and let's say that Jesus rose from the dead, even though he didn't, and let's just promote that lie and see how many years we can keep this going. Well, it's been going on for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So it's either the greatest hoax in human history, or there's something to it. But this is the question, the resurrection. Did Jesus rise from the dead? The tomb was empty. People claim they saw him. And our world has been altered because of it. So we can go to, you know, some of the ideas of why the tomb is empty. I don't know if you want to, you know, highlight a couple of them, Tori, or, or just kind of some of them, because people don't want Jesus to be raised from the dead.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if, again, like you said earlier, if Jesus really did rise from the dead, that means something for me, because that means Jesus was in fact God.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, in fact, a God, that means the Bible is true based on, it centers around Jesus, which means my life all of a sudden is either going to rebel against this God or surrender to him.
Right.
But yeah, so here are some kind of crazy theories. There's a lot of theories out there as to what happened to Jesus' body. I'm going to go over some really quickly, just some dumb ones, because I just say dumb only in the sense that they're a little more outlandish. I think we'll talk about some of the more, if I want to say, a little more credible theories or more possible theories.
Well, there's a lot of theories because no one can agree on where Jesus' body went.
Right. They have to have some explanation for it. One of my favorites is the alien theory. They thought Jesus was an alien, and so he had some like high-tech stuff. Or Jesus, you know, if he was an alien, he could do all kinds of crazy things.
He was from the planet Zarkon.
Right, yeah, right. So there's the alien theory. He was alien. Another one is the pagan myth theory. So those that just wrote about Jesus, well, we have gods like Zeus and these other gods. We'll just claim Jesus was a god. They actually stole the idea of resurrection from the Greek mythology gods. But that doesn't account for the testimonies and the other things right. that we mentioned.
And I don't remember if there was any gods in Greek mythology that resurrected from the dead, and if they actually
right.
died.
Yeah, or he was wounded and could have died, but he was like supernaturally could heal, and so therefore he was able to right. overcome his yeah. crucifixion.
You know, one of another weird fun ones, kind of obscure, is that Jesus was actually a twin, and they yeah. crucified yeah. the wrong guy.
Yes, the twin theory.
The twin theory.
Yeah, that Jesus was a twin.
Right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right,
yeah.
right. And then
because the Bible and human history screams that.
Right, that you know, Mary gave birth to twins or something. Yeah,
right.
Well, and then it kind of goes with like the last kind of, I would say, very loosely held theory of the mistaken identity. They thought they had Jesus. Someone looked like a doppelganger. They killed the wrong right. Jesus. There's that theory.
It was doppelganger before doppelgangers were in, right.
right. And those are some of the little less popular ones, but they exist. But there are four kind of bigger theories out there that we're going to hit on here in just a second. It is interesting that people have to account if Jesus didn't really rise from the dead, if Jesus isn't really God, we have to excuse it somehow. What do you do with the empty tomb?
Yeah, an empty tomb. So like one of the theories is that the woman ran that Easter morning to the wrong tomb.
Yeah, that's right.
The wrong tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me ask you this question, Tori. I mean, not that you've had a lot of experience with this, but just people that you know. When you have a close loved one that dies, do you know where they're buried?
Yeah. Yeah, if my best friend or like, you know, like my wife or someone dear yeah, that was close
your mother.
To me, yeah. yeah, I'm not going to show up to the wrong funeral home and look in someone else's, you know, tombstone.
Right. Let's suppose that they died this week and you just buried them.
Mm.
Do you know where they would be buried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the wrong tomb theory basically says the women went to the wrong tomb. Mm. And the tomb that they went to was empty, but it wasn't the right one.
Mm.
Yeah, Matthew says this, says that, you know, that morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And when they got there, an angel of the Lord had come down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. Mm. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now, just think about this, right? We know that the religious leaders asked Rome to place guards around the tomb.
Right.
Because they were afraid of this possible idea that Jesus' body would go missing.
Yeah.
Now, why would they be afraid of that?
Well, because of the body, because he claimed. I mean, Jesus
because
claimed
for the last 10 months, Jesus has been yeah. telling his disciples, we're going to Jerusalem, we're going to be handed over to the chief priests, right. they're going to kill me, and 3 days later, I'm going to rise from the dead.
Right. Matthew 16.
Jesus had been telling them this for about 10 months.
That's crazy.
So word got around
mm-hmm.
that Jesus was going to be resurrected on the third day.
Right.
And so the religious leaders said, hey, let's put some Roman guards there.
Right, and a Roman seal.
And a Roman seal. So the women went to the tomb that was being guarded by Roman guards.
Who guards a dead body? That's just
right.
crazy. Yeah.
So did they go to the wrong tomb? No.
No,
they didn't go to the wrong tomb.
That's a very weak argument.
The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. Mm. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. What's interesting is right after that, it says the woman turned around and Jesus met them and they physically touched him and he said, greetings. And he said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me, Jesus said. Amazing.
Right. Yeah. You don't touch a ghost. You don't. I mean, yeah, even the fact that he touched, I mean, that he, you know, he embraced them, like that's
right.
Yeah. And that's there are eyewitnesses, right?
Yep.
Even though later, if the Bible is true, Thomas literally touched the wounds and the place right. where he was. Yeah, he was crucified.
Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't the wrong tomb. You know, another one is the swoon theory.
The swoon theory.
Swoon theory. Have you ever had like a really bad day, Tori?
Yeah.
And you got super exhausted and you passed out?
I mean, a matter of speaking, yeah. I just collapsed into bed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people, you know, maybe you haven't been to the point of total exhaustion.
Right.
But, you know, we know that that happens with people. Sure, you can have such a long day, you're so exhausted, you just...
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, the swoon theory is that Jesus swooned, that his body actually didn't... He actually didn't die, but he basically just passed out and looked as if he was dead.
Interesting.
But while he was in the tomb, he revived himself and got refreshed and somehow pushed the stone away.
And fought off the guards after a crucifixion.
Right. I mean, you know, a stone that weighed tons.
Right, yeah.
Weighed tons. I mean, what did they do to Jesus?
Yeah, they beat him, they flogged him, they put nails through his hands, put a crown of thorn on his head.
I mean, you start doing the timeline, all right? So it's, you know, it's the evening, he washes the disciples' feet, he's been up all day long.
It's true, yeah, he didn't sleep, right? He was praying.
He's up all day long, up into the middle of the night. Mm. The guards come, they go through all kinds of mock trials all during the night, all through the morning, and then they put him on the cross. So when he's on the cross, he's probably been awake for 30 plus hours.
Yeah. Wow.
When he gets to the cross. And that doesn't include the beatings. I mean, they flogged him to the point of death. They shredded his back. I mean, he hasn't had food.
Yeah.
He hasn't had sleep. His body, he was so exhausted that he couldn't even carry the beam to his cross.
Right.
To the place of crucifixion. Mm. I mean, they jammed, you know, the thorns, these you know, couple inch thick thorns into his skull. They ripped out his beard. I mean, just everything.
Yeah.
You know, the mocking, the ridicule. The humiliation, everything. And then they wrap his body, you know, in 80 pounds of linen and spices.
True. Right?
And they lay the body in a tomb, and then they put several ton stone over and they seal it, and he's inside there in the dark, and somehow he gets revived, gets a second wind.
Yeah.
And rips these, have you ever been wrapped up? Like in bed where you wrap the blankets around you and you're just laying on it.
It's hard enough to do when you're healthy.
It's hard enough to do when you're healthy, let alone, you know, do those off.
Well, and then the spear through his side.
Oh, right.
I mean, if there's any, I mean, yeah, the whole water and blood flowing, right? I mean, that he was clearly dead.
Right, yeah. That's an indication of, the death when the blood and water mix. Yeah, Jesus was clearly dead.
Mm.
Yeah, so the swoon theory really doesn't have a lot of traction, but that's one that sometimes people try to put out there.
Okay.
Another one is the hallucinations. That's kind of fun theory. Hmm. Well, yeah, you know, lots of people thought they saw Jesus rise from the dead. Well, there were, like in the upper room, it says that, you know, that night, 11 of the disciples saw Jesus at one time alive.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of group hallucinations?
No. I mean, I've heard of people taking a bunch of mushrooms, but they all have their own different hallucinations. Right. They don't have the same one.
I mean, I probably have had some hallucinations in my life, but they were my personal experiences.
Sure.
They were something that I shared with a group of people.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And when Paul writes in 1 Corinthians that over 500 people saw Jesus alive at one time, and when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he said that many of those people are still alive.
Right.
Which, if anybody was skeptical as to what those people saw, all they have to do is do what? Go to those people and ask them, what did you see?
Yeah, they're eyewitnesses.
Eyewitnesses.
Well, and it's not just, I mean, okay, maybe you can convince 500 people to say this, but like we mentioned prior, you don't die for a lie. If they really just made this up, or they were all high, they all ate some shrooms and somehow had a similar vision, you're probably not going to die unless you were committed and really believe that.
Right.
So yeah, this hallucination theory, you know, that they all these 500 plus people, again, also women too, not just the men, like these multiple and hundreds of people saw Jesus. Yeah, they're not going to die for a lie, but even if they really believed and thought they saw something through drugs or whatever have you, you don't all have the same hallucination.
Yeah, people don't have group hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a group experience, like a physical manifestation.
Sure.
But you don't have... Yeah, you don't have a group of people that drink the Kool-Aid and all have the same hallucination. Yeah. So that one, you know, and then the other one that is that the body was stolen. The disciples stole the body. In fact, it's interesting that in Matthew 28, this is actually what they said. While the women were on their way back from the tomb, some of the guards... that were scared there, went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." Wow. So the soldiers took the money and they did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That even in scripture, this theory was around literally from the first day he
From the first day. Yeah. So what might be wrong with that theory?
Well, if they're going to claim, I mean, that the body was stolen, it doesn't explain how the body was alive, but also even the groups of people seeing him, right? I mean, even if they stole the body, Jesus is still dead. And it doesn't explain the sermons, the eyewitnesses that saw Jesus, or the women, the kind of women. I mean, that's interesting too. You know, one of the things I love about the scripture, that, and we were talking off recording before this, how you mentioned just the fact that the Bible records women seeing Jesus.
Well, see, and that's just another line of evidence why the Bible is accurate or true. You know, the writers were men, and they made themselves to look like idiots.
Right.
Or they were just actually telling it the way it was.
Right, yeah.
Because nobody, you would never say that the women are the heroes or the right. ones that went to the tomb first.
And the men were the cowards.
And the men were the cowards.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there are so many lines of evidence that just highlight to the authenticity of what the Bible says, that it is saying what actually happened. You know, they weren't embellishing or making things up, especially when it comes to the testimony of these women.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that it was the women that were the ones that really were the ones that had exhibited faith and believed right. what Jesus had said, that third day he rise from the dead.
Yeah, they were the ones who were faithful. And yeah, I love how that just to me highlights the truth of the Bible. These men were not putting the woman in there because it makes their story better. It actually, low-key discredits their story, but it happened and it was true and they weren't making this up, so they recorded it as it was. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, you know, when Paul says, you know, that through the Spirit of holiness, Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Mm. That this season of Easter, you know, we call Easter Sunday, it's the day we celebrate from, you know, a biblical worldview, that what the Bible says about Jesus's body, that the tomb was empty. The reason why, it's not because people hallucinated as a group. It's not because disciples stole the body. You know, it's not because of, you know, aliens or any of these other things.
Right, the wrong tomb.
Right. The reason why Jesus's body wasn't in the tomb is because Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and he's not dead. He's alive. I love what Luke says in Luke 24 about this. The angel said to the women, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?"
Yeah.
You know, why are you looking for the one who is alive among the dead in the tomb? Our whole world is on this quest for something real, something alive. And yet our quest always leads us to dead things or to dead ends, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when it comes to Jesus and it comes to the resurrection, that he is not dead, he is alive, and we get to celebrate that. You see, we call Good Friday Good Friday not because the events of that day were good. I mean, kind of morbid to think that that crucifixion and execution is a great thing.
Right.
But it's not that it itself was great. It is what was accomplished through that made it great. It's Good Friday because Sunday happened.
Yeah.
If Sunday didn't happen, Good Friday would not be a good Friday. It would be a bad Friday. Because Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for the sin of mankind, yours and mine. And 3 days later, he was declared with power to be the Son of God. And that his sacrifice on your behalf and mine was accepted by God the Father, declared true because Jesus was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Just as God had said in the Old Testament, I love what Paul says, that even in the Old Testament, this gospel, or this good news was proclaimed in the Old Testament. One of the chapters, Isaiah 53, just screams this. I'll just read a few verses. It says, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he," you know, this person, "was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. We're looking for life in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
He was oppressed and afflicted. We all went our own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. It goes on to say that it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
Yeah,
because he was becoming an offering for your sin and for mine.
Mm.
That was written 750 years before the events.
Yeah, before there was crucifixion.
Before there was even crucifixion.
Yeah.
You know, what is Isaiah describing there? Describing Jesus.
Mm.
Jesus, a servant who willingly gave up his life to pay for the sin of mankind.
Mm.
Because he was God in human flesh. The Bible says this. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This is why Easter is such an amazing, such an amazing day to celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive and he's not dead, which means everything that we put our faith in, again, talking about our view of life, our worldview, rests upon something, rests upon a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so for everyone listening today, what do you do with the resurrection? It is Easter week, Easter weekend. You believe it or you don't.
Right.
And ideas have consequences.
Yeah.
So you can choose to believe that Jesus is God and that he went to the cross and that 3 days later he rose from the dead for you, or you cannot believe it.
Right.
And that's a choice that we have.
And that's an eternal consequence too.
Right.
I mean, that's absolutely right, Puma. What we believe about the resurrection, and that's a great AQ application question here for us. What we believe about the resurrection has literal eternal consequences.
Right.
So what do you believe? Do you believe in the resurrection? And if you don't, well, then what other theory is going to hold water in your mind? Or do you just reject it? Maybe it is true, but you won't choose to live that way. You will choose to reject Jesus as God. And yeah, man, Easter is one of my favorite holidays because my whole theology, my Christian biblical belief hangs on this one event. And I love how there's overwhelming evidence in my mind. There's overwhelming evidence that Jesus Christ came back to life.
Right. And there's lots of books that detail all of these things out there.
You got like four of them right here.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. And really, it comes down to the question of, do you really want to know?
Mm. Yeah.
Because honestly, a lot of people don't want to know about the resurrection because of the implications of what that might mean for their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more the issue for many people.
Yeah.
Not is or is it not true? Mm-hmm. Because if someone really wanted to seek the truth, truth and facts and things are out there, but it's more the implication to my life.
That's good. Well, thank you, Puma, and thank you, everybody. Guys, have a great Good Friday. I do hope and pray that you guys, along with us, would really think about and choose to believe. And if you do believe, to have gratitude and hope that we have. And if you don't believe in the resurrection, I pray you would talk to someone and ask them, because this really is a big deal, guys. And our hearts for you is that you would fall in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Regardless of where you stand, that you would fall in love with Jesus, because he is very much in love with you. He sent his son, and that's what makes Good Friday good. Guys, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.